This is King Lizard with an AboveTopSecret.com podcast. Hey, thanks for the post, man. Really interesting. I used to do some meditation myself many, many years ago. Maybe 13 or 14 years ago, I used to do that. I wasn't really skilled. I was really surprised at how difficult it really is to meditate the way you're supposed to clear your mind of all thought. Is more difficult than people realize. People think, oh, hey, go and meditate, and big deal, I just sit there with my eyes closed and, you know, cross my legs in a funny way and make a weird hand gesture, and, you know, they think that's all there is to it. But really, you know, it's really difficult. It's work, you know. I had a really difficult time quieting my mind. You know, I had read a couple books. One suggested that when you started meditating and you interrupted yourself with a thought, just to recognize that you had a thought, let that thought go, and again try to clear your mind. They stressed that it was important to recognize, you know, I had a thought, and then try to get back to that blank mind state. But there are a couple, and I'm sure this will be, you know, these are beginner meditations, they're the ones that I did. One was where you would visualize a seed. The top half was red, the bottom was white, and it was hovering just in front of your navel, and it would slowly enter your navel and go to the center of your body while working its way up through your torso, moving slowly, going through your neck, through your head, and coming out your forehead in a brilliant white light. And then it would instantly materialize again, just in front of your navel. I had some really weird experiences with that, where I was meditating on the seed, and it would go in through my navel, and I would actually, it was really a bizarre sensation. I could actually feel different parts of my organs on the inside where the seed was entering and passing through, and yeah, I don't know, maybe I was just imagining things, or I'm telling you, I shouldn't say that. I wasn't imagining things. I could literally feel that seed working its way through my body. It was really a neat experience, and I really enjoyed when I was able to do that. Really bizarre, anyhow. That was one that I had, you know, some fun with. Another one was lying on top of a grassy hill with a completely clear blue sky above, and it said to, you know, you're to imagine yourself laying on this grass and just looking into the blue sky, and suddenly you become lighter and lighter and start levitating just above the grass and continually going higher, higher and higher. And again, I had some neat experiences with that too, where I actually did feel like I was, you know, levitating, weightless, above this green grassy hill, and I couldn't feel anything around. It was really a neat experience. I don't know that I really, you know, believe, you know, the out of body experiences or what have you. Maybe that's just because I don't think I've experienced that myself. I'm not saying they don't exist. It's just that I've never done that. But I know that meditation can be really beneficial. You know, it can really calm a person down. Even when you get good at it, you can sit there, you can meditate for a couple of minutes, and it feels like you've been, you know, slept for a couple of hours, you feel that you know, rested. And one of the major benefits that I felt I got from meditating was just after meditating, feeling that calmness, that peace. I think you're really able to make better decisions and think, you know, really very clear and so on. So anyway, I hope you know, the people that are listening to this and this, you know, the other podcasts in this thread that haven't tried meditating, you know, might be encouraged to go out and try it. You know, I haven't done it for years myself, and you know, I'm glad you posted this. Maybe I'll pick it up again. It's something that actually I do kind of miss. So thank you so much for posting it.
Above Top Secret makes no guarantee of validity and doesn't necessarily share the views expressed in this podcast. Above Top Secret is an online open content collaborative blog that is a voluntary association of individuals and groups who are developing a common resource of human knowledge. The structure of this discussion board allows anyone with an internet connection and worldwide web browser to add to its content. Please be advised that nothing found here has necessarily been reviewed by professionals with the express necessary to provide you with complete, accurate, or reliable information. That is not to say that you will not find valuable information here. Much of the time you will, however, Above Top Secret cannot guarantee the validity of the information found here. The content of any given article may recently have been changed, analyzed, or altered. Whose opinion does not correspond to the state of knowledge of the intent field.